broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All of this is a diversion by the people who want to, frankly, hurt President Obama.
I just kept hearing shots, about 30 shots, and I just seen people running all around.
The pieces are being orchestrated is synonym for organized.
The first song, I loved hearing your lower register, which we never really hear.
You dumb bitch.
Dang!
Well, famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, Democrats and Republicans equally should only die, as well as the progressives and the liberals and the conservatives and the neocons, because not that we have anything personally against you, you understand, if you're listening. And I would dare say that there's got to be some of them listening, because there isn't anybody in this country, man, can make one move. They can't make one step outside their door. They can't go get the mail. They can't go to the bathroom. They can't go make themselves something to eat without calling themselves neocon, liberal, progressive, Democrat, Republican. Everybody's joined the club. And what's wrong with that? When you join that club and you got that manual in your back pocket and it tells you what you're supposed to think, don't give me this stuff about free-thinking, independent Americans when they belong to the Democrat-Republican combine and they just reach for that handy manual or they flip on that handy talk show and it tells them what they're supposed to think. And they ain't, there's no freedom of thought anywhere. Those lemmings, those mindless fools that go parading into these town hall meetings are the same stupid people who were standing in front of the Marine Corps Recruiting Center back a few years ago, calling the Marines bad for their kids, didn't want Marines recruiting in the neighborhood there in Berkeley. It's the same garden variety idiot. Just so you know, I'm not being, I'm not playing favorites here. Same stupid asses that had those Bush's Hitler signs. It's the same people that call Obama socialist. Ain't exactly the same comparison, but the same dumb thinking goes into it. You know, we were talking about nationalized health care or national health care plans or whatever you want to call it. If you don't like the plan, and the reason why you don't like the plan is because it ain't going to cover the certain problems that we got. But the certain problems that we got, people are willing to live with because they don't like the plan that could, maybe be tweaked to deal with those problems. Let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's not rational thinking. That's just falling back on the same old ideological pillow, just flopping our fat asses back down on that and saying, well, I'm comfortable where I am. And after all, Rush said, Rush is a good guy, but he's full of garbage. Come on. He's trying to make a living, and he's making one hell of a good living, getting people to believe that he's got something to say. He's got something to say that makes sense to him, maybe. How do you know it works for you? And the same thing goes with people on the other side. Obama this and Obama that. I think Obama's he's a great guy, and I'm sure he loves his wife and kids, and he's going to probably be a pretty good president if he gets a chance to, show what he can do. But right now, let's take it easy with trotting his name out every time you want to get something done, saying that our president this and our president that. Hey, Boxer, I don't know if you're listening to the show or not, probably not, but let me give you a word of advice. Don't go dragging his name out because, people these days are not exactly seeing it with great favor, not even Democrats, some of them. He'd probably just as soon you keep it under wraps, too, as long as he can get something done. In Pennsylvania, meanwhile, talk about health care. A Pennsylvania man who walked into a gym aerobics class and opened fire, killing 3 women and wounding 9 before turning the gun on himself, quote, had a lot of hatred in him, according to police. George Sodini brought 4 handguns into the L.A. Fitness gym outside Pittsburgh and used 3 of them, firing at least 36 times around 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, according to Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt. Sodini, a member of the gym, was found dead in the aerobics room, lying on top of one of his guns about 7 feet from one of his victims. Authorities believe Sodini targeted the aerobics class because a schedule was found in his home with that class circled, but police did not believe he targeted anyone personally. An online diary, as well as notes at the scene and at the home, have led them to believe he was targeting women in general. So he's got a real problem, huh? Well, not anymore. He basically ate the barrel of his gun and did us all a big fat favor, although every now and again I'd like to see these guys caught just to see what's going on inside their head, even if they have to do open brain surgery without anesthetic, just to find out what's making them tick. Is there a brain in there? Is there a a watch, or, like little ticking sort of timepiece? What's happening? In the note found at the scene in Suditi's gym bag, he complained he'd never spent a weekend with a woman, never vacationed with a woman, and never lived with a woman, and that he had had limited sexual experiences. He made similar complaints in his online blog, which also documents his growing rage at women for rejecting him and at the world he felt had abandoned him. I saw a picture of this guy, but wasn't that bad looking of a guy, so I don't think that had anything to do with it, although maybe I'm being very shallow. Suditi worked as a systems analyst in the finance department of K&L Gates, a law firm with an office in Pittsburgh since 1999. Neighbors described him as reclusive, said he'd stopped talking to them in the past few years. He apparently had practice runs before the shooting on Tuesday, according to Moffitt there with the Allegheny police. Someone at the gym had showed him how to shut off the lights, he said, not knowing his plans. What? Someone at the gym had showed him how to shut off the lights. All right. Three of the four guns found with Suditi were traced back to him, and authorities are in the process of tracing the fourth. You know, every now and again, we're reminded why it is we have an amendment that guarantees us the right to carry a firearm. I wish more people could carry concealed, and I wish more people would carry concealed, and I wish more people would see weapons, a gun, as a legitimate means of self-defense. And I wish, there's a lot of stuff I wish, man. Here are witnesses at the L.A. gym shooting explain what they saw to the Today Show.
I just kept hearing shots, about 30 shots, and I just seen people running all around, and I just started ducking down, running for my life. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
You saw people on the treadmills, like one by one, everybody was going down, and everybody's like, hit the floor.
It was so loud with the gunshots. I mean, all you hear are gunshots. And girls, initially screaming. I was behind a girl, one of the girls in front, to get hit. And then when he was in the opposite corner shooting, I booked it.
Jordan Solomon, a woman who was in the aerobics class at the time of the shooting, told Fox News she saw the shooter when he arrived.
Well, we walked into the classroom. It started a little bit late. And the first thing that I noticed that was a little out of the ordinary was a man, older man, walk into the classroom about 15 minutes into the routine. And I just noticed that he had on a sweatband and workout clothes, like he was ready to work out. And he set down his large black duffel bag in the corner of the room and started shuffling around. And at first I thought it was a little bit suspicious, but I mean, maybe he was just there to work out. I wasn't really sure. Moments later, the lights went out, and at first I thought maybe that it was part of the routine. I haven't been in that particular class before, and I don't know, about 30 seconds later, I heard gunfire, and I turned around, and there he was, holding up a gun, pointing towards the front of the room, and I just booked it. I left.
Well, so there you go. There's a shooting in a gym. It could be in a church. Sometimes it's in a mall. Sometimes it's on a street. Sometimes it's in a school. Sometimes it's in a psychiatrist's office. Sometimes it's in a post office. Sometimes it's in a factory. Sometimes it's in a small business. Sometimes in a big business. A guy with a gun, and he comes in and he starts shooting. There's only one way to protect yourself from a person with a gun who's shooting, and that's with a gun. That's the only way. That's the only way. Well, are you recommending that we all carry concealed weapons, Mr. Hendry? Wouldn't bother me. Not in the least would it bother me. Oh, so you think everybody with a gun makes us all safer? I will tell you this. How safe are you right now from a guy who walks into any building that we all happen to be in at the time and decides he wants to pull a gun out and he wants to make right all the wrongs that his mommy did to him when he was two and she took him off the nipple too soon? Or that he was forced to sleep with his sister or whatever his problem is? How safe are you right now? Well, the attitude is changing. Fortunately, the attitude is changing, but it ain't changing fast enough for me. At least we're getting away from the asinine talk about gun control that had been plaguing and polluting and poisoning this country for so long. And we've now finally moved into an area where we recognize we have an amendment that, guarantees our right to carry weapons. And maybe we're even going to get into an area now where carrying a gun is not going to be seen as some sort of an evil voodoo. Like if you have a gun, it's like the same thing as having some sort of a satanic amulet, that maybe it's just a sensible thing to do. And what kind of a country are we when we walk around carrying weapons? I don't know. I mean, people used to do it. What kind of a country is it where we are all walking around carrying concealed weapons? Well, how many people are? And maybe there are more than we think. And what kind of a country is it, Phil, if a guy starts shooting in a gym class that other people open up on him? I think a pretty damn good one, if you want my honest opinion. Do you think more people are going to die as the result of that? You think that, in other words, an acceptable casualty rate at the hands of a maniac with a gun is far better than people carrying their own guns, pulling them out, aiming them at the guy, and killing him? I don't think there's any acceptable casualty rate for walking into a gym class or going into a church or going to the mall or going to your school. I don't think that on that day I say, if we lose three kids by way of gunfire, we're doing okay. No, I don't think that that's acceptable at all. And I don't think there are enough cops in the world to keep it from happening. Unless you want this to become a veritable police state. Now, there are solutions to the problem. The solutions are that we become a police state, that we ban anybody from having a gun, and if they own one, then it's immediate capital punishment. Immediately, it's a capital crime. You kill them. You put them in a gas chamber. You put them on the rack. You give them the joy juice, and they're dead. You know, and that everybody just has to heal too. Well, obviously, we don't want that. We live in a free country, so I just like I said, I'm not going to keep beating this to death, man. But the fact is, a guy like this, they're a dime a dozen, they're everywhere, and you don't know when they're going to strike. Now, you can run, you can hide, you can crawl, you can hope the cops get there in time. Ask those kids at Columbine whether or not the cops got there on time. Ask them whether or not they felt safe with all those cops parked outside not doing anything other than having their thumbs parked up their rear ends. Ask them if they feel good about that. Am I saying kids ought to have guns? No. But teachers? Sounds pretty good to me. And I get tired of talking about these stories, man. You know.
Well, what do you want to do? Like, have Wyatt Earp or something?
Yeah, you probably want to have Wyatt Earp come out. He had gun control. Wyatt Earp had gun control when you could have gun control, when it made sense, when there are 14 people in the town, and you could take all their guns away and everything's good, man. You got to have like 50,000, 60,000, even 100,000 people in a town take all their guns away. You can't be sure they're all gone. Wyatt Earp.
You almost burped when you said that.
I did. Psychologists repudiate gay to straight therapy, and more of your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. To the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, the official website of the Phil Henry Show is philhenryshow.com. When you go over there, you can hear our show. You can hear the live streaming audio, which is the highest quality audio. You can also watch the show on very high quality streaming video. Ask anybody that's got it. They'll tell you the picture's amazing. And that may be good or bad. Look at a mic kisser. And then we have our archives. We have hours and hours and hours and hours going back many, 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 many years. And we are adding new archive material as we speak. So you can listen to other generations of the Phil Henry Show. We have video archives, television pilots that I've been in, TV shows I've been interviewed on, panel discussions that we've been involved in, all kinds of things there at philhenryshow.com. Go on over there. No matter where you are, you can hear the show, and you can hear it on demand the next day and download it as well to your iPod. I got a message the other day. Lady didn't know what I meant by download.
Yes, yeah, probably thought I was dirty or something.
Why did she think it's dirty?
Because it sounds dirty.
She didn't think it was dirty. She said, how do I download? Well, maybe she did. 877-876-PHIL. Psychologists repudiate gay to straight therapy. We may get to that if we get a chance here. Let's go to a phone call. Jeff in Newport Beach, California. What's going on tonight, Jeff?
Hey, Phil, thanks for taking my call. I've been working late. I'm still at the office. Wanted to stay here to get on your show.
Yes, sir.
This has to do with the new health care plan. I have two major points I think that people would like to hear about, and the third one is a killer. Literally, this is why the people are causing all the problems at the meetings and so forth. So how about if I get to number one? that are you still there?
You do whatever you need to do, my brother, to,
okay,
to you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The first thing that people need to know about is that the new health care plan is set up so that it will cover illegal aliens, meaning our tax dollars will go to pay for the health care for illegal aliens. Now, a lot of the people.
Wrong.
A lot of the people who are talking about this on the other side are not being too honest. I want to read you two lines out of the law, okay? Are you still there?
A law that hasn't been passed yet.
Right.
A law that
has
not yet been passed.
You're right. It's what they're coming home to talk about now.
A segment of the law that you're about to read, by the way, President Obama is opposed to.
Seriously? Well, that's good.
Yes, he said it on CBS News. He talked to Katie Couric. He says he is not in favor of covering illegal immigrants, with the exception of children.
Okay. Anyway, do you want me to read that part or just go to the next point?
Well, I mean, you can read the part, but I think we know what you're saying. There is a proviso in this bill that would cover illegal immigrants. The bill hasn't been passed yet. It hasn't gotten through the Senate yet. It hasn't gotten to the president for signature. The president's opposed to that particular provision.
Okay.
And so, you know, the larger point here, Jeff, you don't mind me moving you on a little bit here. Yeah, okay. So there's stuff in the bill that sucks. You know, that right now, Jeff, we're paying for the coverage of illegal immigrants. They're going into hospitals. They're getting treatment. The hospital applies to their insurance company. The insurance company covers them. The insurance company then comes to you, Jeff, and says, thanks a lot, Jeff. Guess what? Your premium's going up. You're okay with that, though.
I think that's true, except I think the costs are going to be a lot higher because you're talking about the whole family all the time. In other words,
no, we're not talking about the whole family. That's the whole point. No, we're not.
Well, no, you are.
I mean, yes, you're right in the bill. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The bill specifies that. It's bad. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If we could modify this bill a little bit so that we don't have stupid provisions in it like that, and I agree with you, it is, you know, can we move it forward or are we supposed to just crap can the whole thing and call it socialism?
Well, you want me to tell you what we ought to do real quick?
Okay.
Okay. What we ought to do, maintain the current system as much as possible. Have a pool where the insurers get assigned risk like you have for bad drivers. If necessary, money could go into the assigned risk pool. Keep the public, the private people in business with regulations on things like too much compensation. And also they would have to, in the pool, take everybody with a pre-existing risk. I mean, that's what I'd like to see.
So you want to start to limit the compensation of medical executives as well as these other socialist plans to limit the compensation of banking executives? Because, you know, that's what people are screaming about right now.
Well, Phil, I'm going to say something here that's really against my own case, but I'm going to be real blunt. There's a major health care company in this country. Its first name is United. There was a newspaper article a couple years ago, and this is shocking even when you know Wall Street, et cetera. This chief executive had a compensation package in 1 year of $1 billion. Not $300 million, but $1 billion. I think he gave back $150 million. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a pro-business guy. That's outrageous. And that's got to be stopped.
You know, I think you are, I think what's happening here, if you don't mind me saying.
Sure. No, you can say anything.
You're a pro business guy. You're not a big fan of Obama, so you're trying to find a plan, anything. It could be anything other than Obama's plan, so you can say I'm not in favor of Obama's plan. But what you just articulated to me is a Pandora's box limiting compensation for executives so that they, you know, don't take as much profit as they should. As opposed to saying that we have a brokerage that you can go to and find an affordable health care plan. There is a safety net health care plan, and everybody else can go ahead and keep their plan. And hopefully, even with the tax dollars it's going to cost us to put into place this safety net plan, we're going to save money over the long haul because we're not going to watch these premiums keep going up day after day after day after day because the health insurance people are not having to pay these hospitals that are providing these plans. But I don't understand this whole idea of limiting compensation when you're a pro-business guy.
Well, I'll be honest because, and I hated to say that, but I'm just being honest. There are situations in this economy, and even there's pro-business guys who are sort of not completely free market that say, you know what? Free market is great, but if you think it can go by itself without regulation, you're just not being realistic.
Of course.
And,
well, no.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Only the dumbest guy in the world realizes that there's the business unrestrained business. You know, we've had regulation on business for almost a full century and a half.
Oh,
this is not a, this is not a news flash, man. Thanks very much for your call. Am I, you know, sometimes I get the feeling that people just don't want to be in favor of the Obama plan. They'll say anything, but they just don't want to say they're in favor of the Obama plan. Why? Because it's Obama and it's socialism. Obama and it's socialism. Obama and it's socialism. So we'll limit the compensation on executives. That ain't socialism. Boy, I'll tell you. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Psychologists are now saying, the American Psychological Association saying, no, no, you can't cure a gay guy. Well, we'll have to check in with the preacher on that one. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You know, the question wasn't asked about the Laura Ling release and the other lady, Lee. What did Clinton, go there with any offer or any promise of anything? And some are saying, no, it was the force of his personality. Maybe it was the ego of Kim Jong-il in meeting with a former U.S. president. I don't know. I'm sorry. Call me cynical. But I do not believe, I just can't believe that in this modern world we live, in the world period from the beginning of time, that a guy goes over to North Korea or anywhere and really needs something bad and is given something, given the thing that he needs, and he doesn't have to promise anything in return? I don't know. Obama Joker posters stir up heated debate. Is that right? An anonymously designed poster that shows Barack Obama as the Joker from the Batman films has stirred up a bunch of phony baloney controversy here in the United States. It features an image of the U.S. president's face painted white with black circles around his eyes and slits around the side of a blood red painted mouth. The word socialism is written underneath. This is a poster, folks, that makes him look like the Joker from the Batman movie. The Batman movie starring Heath Ledger. That's how Heath Ledger looked. He had white face. He had this slit face. He, you know, looked scary. The striking poster, which is from an unknown source, has been posted, is pasted in subways and other public spaces in Los Angeles. We don't call them a subway out here, man. We call it a metro rail. Thank you. It has caused confusion, debate, and suggestion of racism. Confusion, debate, and suggestions of racism. Well, the confusion may be that they're not quite sure what the point is that the poster is making. Maybe the poster was trying to draw a comparison between Obama and President Bush, because I'm holding up here for my video audience. This is George Bush from Vanity Fair in 2004, and guess what he looks like? You got it, baby. The Joker! No, it can't be 2004. It's 2008. The Joker. Maybe they wanted to see what Obama looked like as the Joker. The idea of racism, give it a rest, man. I know what racism is, and I know when it applies to President Obama, and I know when it don't, and this don't. And don't give me this bullcrap, especially Blockhead Martin. Thank God I dumped his fat ass on Twitter. Otherwise, he'd be jumping up and down when he isn't talking about his Afro wear. Talking about how this is racism, too, because it's code, man. You know what? You got so much code flying through your head, whatever your name is, Randall. I was going to call him Randall.
Blockhead.
Yeah, Blockhead. You think it's code, man, when a milkman drops off another bottle of milk. You think it's some kind of code if it's raining outside. Writing in the newspaper LA Weekly, which is... The LA Weekly is good for one thing, man. Is there any kind of cool performance art going on where some chick strips and rolls around in honey? Other than that, nobody reads the LA Weekly for anything else. Politics reporter Steve Mickle something or other said, quote, it has a bit of everything to appeal to the drunk tank of California conservatism. The only thing missing is a noose. This guy's got to be white. Got to be white. Tommy Christopher of media news and opinion blog Mediate says Mr. Mickleton may be overstating the issue, but nevertheless concludes the poster is immediately and strongly evocative of blackface minstrel shows. I guess neither one of these guys saw the Joker. Thomas Lifeson of the Conservative American Thinker blog said there will be more of this. Count on it. Obama's cool image is so 2008, it's a long way down from lowering the oceans to laughingstock. Anyway, we said just before Obama got elected, back when we were doing a thing called The Question You Shouldn't Ask, which you've suddenly stopped magically doing, Bud. Why is that?
I don't know. It's boring.
Okay, thanks. The question we shouldn't ask back around the election was how long before they start laying the race card, you know, start talking about racism? When people begin to push back against Obama, we said it, when the pushback starts on Obama, how long before they start pulling out the racism thing? How long before they start saying, well, it's because he's black, that's why nobody likes him, right? Now, I will agree that at least in one instance, it's got race all over it, and that's the birther controversy. That's got racism through and through, as far as I'm concerned. But this, coming a year after they had Bush made up the same way, get a life, man. I mean, seriously, find one. There's a recycler at every supermarket, and I'm sure they've got a section that says life. Don't be a...
A-hole.
Just get a sense of humor. Here is some of the reaction from some of the brighter people out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yucky.
Extremely disturbing.
Stupid.
Seems kind of childish.
Whether you like the guy or not, you still don't do that to anybody.
Shame on them.
I think I do have a problem with the white face. Makes me think of blackface.
Well, guess what? They did it to Bush. I guess he's cool to do that, too? Is that? I don't understand. Well, he's not a black guy, so the white face. It ain't white face. It's the Joker. It's a costume. It's a person. It's a personality. Here is Jeannie Most from CNN pointing out that other politicians have received the exact same treatment, just what we were saying.
Back when President Bush was in office, he got the...
Okay, that's enough of that. Now, no, here it is.
Back when President Bush was in office, he got the Joker treatment. So did Hillary Clinton. But when it comes to the current president...
It's a right-wing spin. It's disgraceful. And you shouldn't even bring any attention to it. Have a nice day. Bye.
According to the Obama socialism wall clock,
Nazi.
Maybe it's time to give the Joker joke a rest.
By the way, in the 2004 LA Weekly, their cover art was of Bush with fangs and blood dripping from one of the fangs.
Well, he deserved it.
Oh, well, then now we finally get down to cases, don't we? Now we get down to cases. It's not about the image. It's not about the... It's not particularly about the commentary. It's about who and, you know, who is the object of this commentary. Obama is a sympathetic character, and therefore it is not legitimate satire. Bush is not a sympathetic character, and so it is legitimate satire. Well, I got news for you. That's, you know, that it's not quite that simple with those two individuals. Maybe if you were talking about, like, crippled children or something, obvious... sympathetic targets, but Obama is not liked by some people. So for some of them, that kind of satire is right on. Here's Greg Gutfeld from Fox's Red Eye pointing out last night that Bush and Palin got far worse treatment.
So posters of President Obama made up as Heath Ledger's Joker with socialism written below it have been showing up all around Los Angeles, and it's been greeted with outragey outrage from the typically outraged. Some are calling it racist. Others are calling it dangerous. Anyway, the website Newsbusters points out that, after all, Bush has been portrayed as everything from Dracula to the Joker to, worse, a Texan. And while media hacks point out that criticizing Obama is unfair because he's only been on the job for 6 months, that's bat poop. Hatred for Bush Hitler began the moment he took office. And Sarah Palin was only around for a few weeks before lefties were wearing T-shirts with her face on it and a vulgar word beneath it. It rhymed with bunt.
Well, then I sent him an email that said,
A-ho.
You are, you know, thanks a lot, Greg. Okay. 877-876-PHIL. So enough of that garbage. We've just lost our call screening, so I'm not sure what phone call I'm supposed to go to. Let's go to line six here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. It is Matt listening to us in Boston. And, Matt, how you doing?
Hi, not bad, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
Good. Good to talk to you finally. I usually agree with you on a few things, but a little while ago you were talking about that shooting around Philadelphia. And
in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, sorry, Pittsburgh. What you had mentioned was that, you know, gun control was able to, you know, maybe if more people had had guns, they would be able to take control of the situation and take the guy down. Was that what I was
yes.
trying to hear?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I usually agree with you about gun control. I think you're more in the middle than a lot of guys on the radio. But you have to remember that most people were animals at the base. If you see a guy start shooting, you're going to run. And, I mean, that's my point. People can talk about all these things about the hero doing the double roll under the...
Well, would you mind if you give me the choice? Would that be too much to ask that I have a choice as to whether I run or shoot?
Oh, no, no. I mean, ostensibly.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
well,
we
that's all I'm saying. You may be right. I mean, people may get up and run, you know, but At least we have, in a situation like that where there's a guy, a complete maniac, who has suddenly decided he's going to start shooting, I would love to be able to have at least the option of shooting back.
I understand the option, and yes, the option is there, and that's protected by the Constitution. But while we have that option, I have to say, if this guy just walks in, shuts off the lights, opens his duffel bag, you're not thinking, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, hide behind this, you know, whatever.
Who are you speaking for, sir, and what exactly is the point of what you're saying?
The point of what I'm saying is that, yes, we have that option, but nobody's going to exercise that option when it comes
down
to it.
Well, you can't possibly say that. In fact, we've got proof to the contrary. We have proof to the contrary all the time. We have people who are home invasion. They get shot. The lady that shot that guy trying to go into the church. We've had store owners. We've had homeowners. We've had business owners use their weapons to protect themselves and their coworkers. It's happened.
It has happened, though. But I follow these things very closely because I'm, you know, as you can probably see from, like, your call screening thing, I'm in Massachusetts. We have very strict laws about guns and everything. I'm barely allowed to have my own. So when I see these situations where people had to protect themselves, it's always like they were hiding in this spot. They were at this vantage point where they could come out, you know, in secret. There's nobody that ever does that heroic, you know, has that.
Who's looking for heroism, sir? I'm talking about, you know, saving one's life. I don't know what, you know, what you're referencing. I will say this, that we have a culture in our country right now that while we have a constitutional amendment that allows us a gun ownership, we have a culture that has discouraged it, that has almost criminalized it, even though it's legal, that has called it crazy. I mean, we've got a culture that seems to say people who legally own a firearm, there's something wrong with them. There's something bent with them. There's something weird about them. And I'm saying that the time has come where we've got to stop talking in those terms and start looking at what's happening. These people were murdered in cold blood. There's not a cop in the world or a police force in the world that's going to protect them. There isn't anything other than the individuals themselves, and the only way they're going to protect themselves is with a gun, because that's what stops other guns. And maybe if we stop talking about what maybe we wouldn't do and what people would do in human nature and begin to encourage other human beings to defend themselves, which they have every right in the world to do, this kind of thing could end. But we start dancing around it with all this jazz, this philosophy that's based in nothing about how people are going to react. Give people the freedom to react, for starters. Give them the freedom to defend themselves and quit mealy-mouthing it and making it into something that's out of a comic book. Nobody wants to be a hero. People want to live. They want to live. They don't want to go into their gym and get gunned down in cold blood. You're talking about whether they're hiding behind this or hiding behind that. Let me tell you something. Whatever it is, it's up to that individual. I don't know how they're going to react in a situation like that, but they ought to be given the option. Thanks very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. You can also Twitter with us at twitter.com/realPhilHendry, and you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendry as we, you know, do our dance over there on the World Wide Web. Don't forget our website, too, philhenryshow.com, where you can see our live streaming video every night as people have been watching tonight, and they've been looking, and they've been just agog and aghast at just, you know, just what a bearded freak I am. And
yeah, but you're good looking.
Oh, well, thank you very much, bud. You ain't bad either. All right. We'll be back here on the Phil Hendry Show with our stories we couldn't get to
right after these messages.
You look better since you've been on the Metafab.
Well, that's the plan, man. You know, that's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, fatso, you too.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Time now on the Phil Hendry Show for the stories that we couldn't get to tonight. And here's one, an anti-wrinkle cream among items as career shoplifter, 86, arrested for the 61st time. Some kind of a record in Chicago, Illinois. Bond was set at $10,000 on Monday for an 86-year-old woman who notched her 61st arrest for shoplifting over the weekend for allegedly taking several items, including anti-wrinkle cream, from a Northside grocery in Chicago. Prosecutors have recommended to the Cook County Sheriff's Office that Ella Orko, age 86, of an unknown address in Chicago, be placed on an electronic monitoring device, according to Cook County State's Attorney's Office spokeswoman Tondra Simonton. Orko was charged with felony shoplifting. According to a Belmont District Police lieutenant, said she was arrested at 3 p.m. Sunday at Dominic's Finer Foods in the 2500 block of North Clybourne Avenue in Chicago. She allegedly took 5 packs of salmon, 11 packs of AA batteries, 2 packs of L'Oreal Revital Lift Anti-Wrinkle Cream, 8 box jars of Olay Face Cream, and 4 jars of instant coffee, according to the lieutenant. She was arrested when someone from the store allegedly saw her take the items, which have a total value of $252.26, and placed them in her clothing before attempting to exit the store without paying, according to the police. So this is the 61st time that this 86-year-old woman has been busted for shoplifting. I don't know why she's still alive.
Oh, yeah, what do you think about the death penalty?
Yes, I think there should be the death penalty.
Oh, right.
Hey, bud, when are you going to figure out that I'm kidding, huh?
Don't you know a man's kidding when he's kidding? Well, how do I know you're kidding? You say that the wrinkle cream, she should die for it.
I didn't say that. I'm kidding, man. In Port Hope, Ontario, what a moron, man. You think, yeah, that's right, the death penalty for anti-wrinkle cream theft. In Port Hope, Ontario, an Ontario driver has learned a hard lesson about respecting authority. Apparently, he was pulled over for speeding on Sunday on Highway 401 near Port Hope, Ontario, Canada, after being tracked by a police helicopter. Police say the driver was stopped and ticketed for traveling 35 kilometers over the posted speed limit. Forget what kilometers were. It's to 2 plus. I don't know what a kilometer is.
What is that?
A kilometer is another way of rating speed.
Well, what, yeah, but what does it mean?
Yeah, is that faster or is that slower? I don't know, man. A kilometer is... What do you mean slower? It's different. I just don't know. After he received the ticket and began to pull away, the driver raised his hand and flashed an obscene gesture toward Provincial Police Constable Bettina Schwartz.
What's a constable?
It's a cop. Anyway, she... what?
Yeah, what provincial?
Look, it's Canada, man. Provincial's like a state, constable's like a cop, and 1 kilometer equals six... 1 kilometer equals 6 miles. Oh, 0.6 miles, okay?
Yeah, but what is that?
All right, so if it's 35 kilometers, man, then 0.6 would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, I don't know, 26 miles per hour. There, you happy? After he received the ticket and began to pull away, the driver raised his hand and flashed an obscene gesture toward Provincial Police Constable Bettina Schwartz. Don't ask me what a constable is. She pulled the unidentified man over again and promptly gave him a $110 ticket. The offense, making an improper hand signal. That's great. Good one. Good one, Constable Bettina Schwartz. In Moscow, Russian soccer fans have been told to drink whiskey on their trip to Wales for next month's World Cup qualifying to ward off the swine flu virus. That's the head of the country's supporter association. That's what he's saying. We urge our fans to drink a lot of Welsh whiskey as a form of disinfection. According to the head of this fan thing, that should cure all symptoms of the disease, according to this guy. Russia's health ministry has issued a public warning against traveling to Britain because of the spread of the swine flu virus. But this guy who runs this soccer fan booster club said he expected at least several hundred fans would go to Wales for the September 9th qualifier in Cardiff. Health officials say this virus is very dangerous, but being a fan myself, I can tell you that for a real fan, nothing is more important than the well-being of the team. Anyway, Russian fans don't fear anything or anybody, so this virus will not stand in our way of the support of our team. I hope you all get sick. After that comment, I hope you all get sick. You know, I hope you all get sick and start vomiting. How about that? Prostitutes are considered more trustworthy in China than government officials and scientists. A recent survey of more than 3,000 respondents showed. The online survey of 3,376 Chinese showed that 7.9% of respondents considered sex workers trustworthy, putting them in third place after farmers and religious workers, according to the Insight China magazine on its website. A list like this is at the same time surprising and embarrassing, said the China Daily in an editorial commenting on the result of the survey, which was carried carried out in June and July. The sex worker's unexpected prominence on this list of honor is indeed unusual, said this editorial. The newspaper said the list showed scientists and teachers ranked way below, and that government functionaries, too, scored hardly better. Soldiers and students were ranked after sex workers on the list of trustworthy professions, according to Insight China magazine. Given the constant feed of scandals involving the country's elite, this is not bad at all, said the China Daily editorial, thus talking out of both sides of its kisser, but, you know, it's China, man. The guy doesn't want to, like, go to the gas chamber or whatever they got over there. In Thetford, Vermont, a Vershire man, I guess this is like the Shire, only without hobbits or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called, let me see that.
I'll read it, man. Vershire.
Yeah.
A Vershire man in Vermont, whatever that is and whoever that is, has been accused of digging up his father's remains and bringing them home with him because he missed his dad. Well, that's understandable. Dominic A. Bailey Jr., age 43, has been charged with felony removal of human remains after allegedly digging up the cremated man's remains from a Vershire graveyard. Well, it was cremated. I mean, it's just digging up a bunch of, like a bag of ashes, I guess. Thetford police said they received a call from Bailey's mother on Friday telling authorities that she believed her son had gone and dug up her husband's cremated remains, taking the remains and the headstone with him. The mother said she was going to check the gravesite and later told police all she saw at the site was a hole in the ground. According to court papers, Bailey phoned his aunt in Connecticut, admitting he took the remains home. The aunt said Bailey had talked about taking his father's remains home for months, but said he did not believe he would actually do it. The aunt also told police, or the aunt, also told police Bailey, well, you know what I mean. World famous Phil Henry Show, our everyday number, 877-876-PHIL. It's produced by Jason Rantz, and we'll see you tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, or tonight, depending upon your time zone. And of course, go to philhenryshow.com for all of our downloads.
Phil Henry.